Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar says the current convention center is 40 years old and has never undergone a large-scale renovation, and as such is becoming a dinosaur among such centers.
If we do want to remain in the convention business, as I said, doing nothing is not an option. We will have to make a significant investment. If we want a state-of-the-art convention center that will draw new and bigger conventions, meetings, and people from across the world, then, of course, doing nothing is not an option, and we will have to do a significant amount of infrastructure investment.
Potentially up to $750 million. The options are to upgrade the current space, located near a large number of hotel rooms but lacks much expansion potential, or the current HSBC atrium on Washington and Scott Streets, which has space but only a limited number of hotel rooms nearby. Patrick Kaler, president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara, says last year the convention center was occupied 281 days, bringing more than 250,000 people to town. But more than 780 events have turned Buffalo down over the last 5 years, costing millions of dollars in lost revenue.
That is a significant number, and it's increasing, as the county executive said. When we meet quarterly, I show them the reports, and we get more and more lost business reports every single quarter. And it's just going to continue until meeting planners will not consider Buffalo anymore because of the antiquated nature of this facility.
Critics of the study include Erie County Legislature Minority Leader Joseph Larigo.
My thoughts are, I'm wondering why we spent $150,000 to give us two sites that we already knew were the only, you know, really feasible sites to expand or build a new convention center. My other thought is, do Erie County taxpayers want to foot the bill for a $500 million state or new convention center investment?
The report can be reviewed at erie.gov/convention center. The next step is a 90-day public comment period. Larigo wants to see it go to referendum in 2019, but Poloncar says that's not an option under New York state law. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.